Bulldog Live here on the Pulse at 1-866-823-1077. Dan Weed from Weed Family Automotive will be joining us in the second hour for our Overdrive segment to talk about car repair advice and the like. John Babiarz continues our hour-long discussion, and I was very happy that John made it here, and I'm very happy to give the time that he requested in order to get this as much information out as possible so that you understand what we are dealing with here in New Hampshire on a large number of energy issues and the way the political process stinks in all of this. And John, we'll talk for a couple more minutes, then we'll have to take another break here. But in looking at this, we'll get John's microphone on there. So we look at, you mentioned that the tax before we went into the break, and we got to verify that to be true. But I remember when there was a proposal when the Democrats were in control of the legislature last time to tax more the power coming out of Seabrook. So interesting stuff. Yeah.
So what have we just stated in this past hour? All right. Let's review that, and then I want to get into the technology,
okay,
where we should be going. There has been continuing forces of evil, if you will, trying to undermine our sovereignty. United Nations, Agenda 21. You have people lining their pockets, trying to force us an expensive energy source that doesn't work. You have people playing politics with our industrial future with this regional gas house initiative, which in order to them affect and really have control, transferring control from the local community to another level, they had to break our levels of government. Again, we locally have no say in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
We promise all sorts of things, but now the people are starting to get wise. Coalitions are forming.
Yep.
I can tell you that this evening in Grafton, there's going to be a selectman from Leominster coming to talk about the tax impact. Everybody thinks it's a pie in the sky. You know, we're going to be paradise. Nirvana is here. We're going to have some. No, it's only temporary. Then the state says, oh, you're now a regional economic development engine. Oh, now we can go in and now tax you. And the advantages you have is a short term, and then it disappears.
Huh.
The property owner still gets his lease, so he's happy.
Right.
But depending on whether they payment in lieu of taxes or property taxes. Now, we know – actually, here's another dirty little secret. Again, I know too much. Seabrook has a decommissioning fund. In that fund right now is my understanding, the last time I looked at it, was over $500 million. It's probably close to $1 billion to decommission Seabrook. Funny little thing is, like anything else that's public record, the cost to decommission it will be whatever's in the fund, not the true cost.
Huh.
That will happen. Now, what this company for Windmill does is they set up local LLCs.
Mm-hmm.
So if something goes wrong, they can walk away from it, the LLC. Now, they'll say, well, we'll have decommissioning, to tear down the windmills. Well, and put the land back. Well, unless they put money in there in the form of a bond, how can you trust it? Because the LLC, if they don't have the funds, they'll go bankrupt, and there the town sits with these
and
towers rusting away.
The bankruptcy court decides what's going to happen, yes.
Yes, and the town won't have money to properly decommission them. Roads will start eroding. Contaminants will be now brought down the stream and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a big mess and whatever. I know in Grafton we're going to be fighting this, and remember what I've always said, Bulldog. Fighting is fierce in Grafton. It always is. We take politics to a whole new level. I know politics in New Hampshire is a blood sport. Well, in Grafton, there's a lot of bodies.
Well, let's talk about some of those new technologies. Let me get this break out of the way here, and then we'll wrap up, and I have some more audio to share from freemarketamerica.org that should put all of this back together again. Bulldog Live continues. John Babiarz of Grafton joining us here on Bulldog Live on The Pulse.